Mm-hmm. Oh, and we have to be silent. Oh, damn, I forgot to tell you. When he...
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Studio City, California. And you can catch our show every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show is about informative entertainment. And it's done in a fun, upbeat style. We have fun guests. I only pick guests that are high energy and that are going to entertain you, so we don't have any dull, boring guests on this show. What we do is we provide you with tips, advice, resource information on how you can also pursue a career in show business. And we have guests that work in various professions of the entertainment industry. So that basically means that we're always going to have someone from a career that you're interested in. And you can find out about all the guests and the various careers if you go to our website, or if you want to know about the guests in the future, go to questionreality.us, not .com, questionreality.us, and you can see all of the future guests. If you want to check out any of the past guests at bio and listen to the shows directly or download any of them, what you do is, if you're listening to the show now, you're on the LA Talk Radio website. So you look up at the top and you click on the Schedule 1 link at the top of the LA Talk Radio website. Look for our show, which is Question Reality, in the time slot of Sunday at 5. Click on the link that says play. The show will start playing immediately. If you want to download the show to your computer, then you just click on download, you right click on it and do save link as, and then I always save my stuff to the desktop because I can never find it if it's not on the desktop. So just a little tip. If you want to, download us, we're also available on iTunes in the podcast section. So we got it hooked up. Now we're trying to spiderweb our way through the world, and based on the emails that I get from Cyprus, Greece, and Russia, and I even got one from Turkey last week. That's the first one. Brazil, Germany, France, England. Oh, thank you guys for listening. I'm just really amazed at how this radio station has such a global impact, and people world are listening to internet radio more than actual regular radio these days. So it's very, very promising for the internet radio business. We would love for you to call in and ask any questions or provide comments for any guest on our show. But we ask that you call between 5:20 and 5:30 p.m. That way we can give guests time to mellow out, get in the groove, and just not be taken off guard immediately. Now, the number to call in should be right in front of you, but just in case it isn't, the number to call in to talk to our guest is area code 323-203-0815. And before we talk to our guest, which is, let me just tell you who it is so you can stay tuned with my advertiser that I have to advertise before we talk to her. Her name is Devin Green, and Devin Green is of the award-winning comedy duo of Devin Green and Joel Bryant. She's a voiceover artist, she's a comedian, and a former professional figure skater. Her website, if you want to check it out while I'm going through the advertisements, because some people get bored with that, but I've only got two this week, so you can hang with it. But her website is devengreen.com. That's DevenGreen.com. Now, the first piece of news that I got for you guys, if you are currently in Delray, Florida tonight, I don't know where the hell Delray is, but someone called me, said, you got to advertise this, blah, blah, blah. Tonight they're having an Oscars fundraiser party because everybody knows the Oscars are on tonight. As a matter of fact, they started at 5. I'm a little concerned that people are watching the Oscars instead of listening to Devin because everybody should be listening to Devin's interview today. But if the Oscars, they're having a fundraising party tonight. So head over to the, it's called B, CMBCNE, Oscar party and strike a pose. They've got paparazzi hanging out over there. Now, since it's East Coast, it's going on right now and it's from 7 p.m. to midnight. And that is at the Blue Fish restaurant, very posh, exclusive restaurant. Great food. They have, they're going to have an exclusive viewing of the Oscars. They've got the red carpet. They've got a live auction going on. Tickets are only $30 a person. I mean, and what you get for that, I mean, they're doing a real great service because it includes dinner and one cocktail. Now, you know your ass isn't going to get that in LA for $30. So they also have Janice Hamilton. She's going to be making an appearance to help raise money for the DBFF, and that is the Del Rey Film Festival. Very, very wonderful films come out of the Del Rey Film Festival, I'm told. Cannot vouch or verify, but I'm told, and I believe the person who told me so. And you can buy your tickets online or at the door. So I would imagine now you'd have to go there to get them. The address is dbff.us. D as in dog, B as in boy, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, .us. And support the film festival while watching the Oscars. It's going to be a lot of fun over there. They're going to be getting crazy. And also on Saturday, the 24th, April 24th, there is going to be 10 hours of nonstop groove going on at the Government Amphitheater at the Las Vegas Rhythm and Blues Festival. It's now in its 18th year, and you got to check it out because they've just redecorated it. The tickets are on sale now. It's the cultural event of the year if you like jazz and R&B. And they're saying that this year you can bring a picnic basket, which a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, it's such beautiful grass. Can we bring a picnic basket? So yes, for you people who come every year, you can bring a picnic basket. And now with the architectural updates, they will have much better views, and they've got super, 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 super easy parking. You're going to meet tons of jazz fans from all across the country. They come here every year and reunite. Also, you can bring your family and friends, and they have some of the most diverse ethnic cuisine and artisans around. So really great food. They even have those little weird food things like those ants from that are chocolate covered and some eyeballs from Ethiopia. I don't know. I'm not delving in that, but they've got it. And the show is going to have like some prestigious musical artists. So some of the lineup will include Will Downing, Eugene Groove, Everett Harp, Lenny Williams, Karen Briggs, Soul Orchestra, Fat Burger, and that is a hot lineup if you're familiar with the R&B jazz scene. They're located at 3325 Stacy Lynn, L-Y-N, Stacy Lynn, Las Vegas. Get your tickets. You can call right now, 1-800-969-969. Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, of course. Or you can go to yourjazz.com, yourjazz.com to get the tickets. And the official website is wineandjazz.com, wineandjazz.com. So those are two little exciting things for you. Now we're going to get to the way exciting part of meeting our guest. She is hot. She is sexy. She is tall and thin, and she is in. And I'm sure you found that out if you were on her website, devingreen.com. She is the creator and voice of the Welcome to My Comedy parody series and is America's Best Christian as character Betty Bowers. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with that. If you're not, she's going to tell us all about it. And she's won several awards. Here are just some of them. I'm just going to run some off for you. She won Most Popular Female Personality 2009 nominee WeHo Awards. Actually, nominee, sorry. Most Humorous YouTube Video 2009, San Francisco Film Fest. Comedy Performer of the Decade 2008, Los Angeles. Funniest Online Video 2007, New York Magazine, Hot Magazine. Regular Top 10 Video Podcast on iTunes. Oh, I love award winners. Devin started out as a This is kind of strange for me because one of my dreams was to always be either a gymnast or a figure skater, or Mae West. Yeah, I don't know. But, she started out as a professional figure skater and she had a triple gold medal status and she apparently has been memorialized. I love that word, memorialized, in her hometown, which is in, which is located on like a remote isolated tundra of northern Canada. I know that's where all the Aborigines are. Of course, I know that now because I watched the Olympics. I was wondering what else was in Canada besides Toronto and a couple of the other in Vancouver. I didn't know what was north. I thought it was just Sarah Palin or something. But yeah, so apparently she's from that area, and she was called in by Disney to recreate the figure skating portions of some feature films, which were some of my favorites, Blades of Glory and Ice Princess. Don't we love those? And but she realized that she didn't want to do, like, the whole ice skating thing. She didn't want to don a Smurf costume and tour with Ice Capade. So what she did was she transitioned to a brief modeling situation. So, but then she discovered that, you know, that industry, they just wanted you to keep your mouth shut and spread your legs open. So she's like, oh, hell no. That is not going to be happening here. Yeah. So she decided to take her comic talents and she landed in Toronto where she perfected her comedic, I guess, sensibilities at Second City. So she has landed several national commercials and movie roles and we are going to let her tell you the rest. Introducing Miss Devin Green. Woo!
Oh, is that you, Devin? I couldn't ask for better fanfare. Can I have my introduction music? You just hum it. Just hum it.
I thought that you came with your own introduction music. I understand people who went to those sports like you.
Now listen, you have people who listen to you. I did not hear you mention Canada.
Canada, I said Canada.
Okay.
I said Northern Canada. I said that you, you memorialized your hometown from the remote.
Sisters.
I think I said the remote isolated tundra of Northern Canada. Is
right,
that right?
You said you have listeners all over the world. You said
oh,
Turkey. You better have listeners in Canada. I'll make
if
I'll slap your ass with back bacon.
I swear to God, if they're there, I don't know about them. They're up in the in your town. They're in the tundra and they're too cold to call. They're too damn cold. They're frozen.
Well, look, people are on the red carpet right now. They're watching the Oscars, but there's a couple that care about P and D today. P and D.
That's right. And they're missing out on the fun stuff. Who the hell wants to look at a bunch of size 2 people, even though you're probably a 0 or a 2, because I saw you got the body hooked
up. I can't
help
it. I can't. I'm a lollipop girl. My body never changed after I was 12 years old.
Isn't that fantastic?
With a big head. Well, it's kind of fantastic. Until people go, are you a transvestite? Are you a 12-year-old boy? I never blossomed.
But being in Hollywood, you could have blossomed for $5,000 to $10,000. I don't know. But you know what?
Right.
You look perfect. You've got like the natural body. You've got the natural body. You've got the body that people dream of. I mean, most people, they look at a potato chip and they gain 10 pounds. So, well, you know what I wanted to talk about?
I consider breasts accessories. You can put them in, take them off.
Hey, did you hear the that story on the news. I thought this was so fantastic. This woman lived in, I believe, I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was either South Central or Englewood or some place where there's a lot of people who drive by and do gunshot shooting. Did you hear that on the news where she just got her breast implants and got shot in the damn tit?
Yes.
And it saved her life. The breast implant saved her life, right?
Look, the next time there's a drive-by around me, I'll be dead. I don't have implants.
You'll be pasted up to the wall like a flyer.
Although, dependent upon what show you were on, I think they might have been prone to hyperbole.
True that.
Hey, you have breast implants, right? Your husband likes to au naturel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. He thinks that they look like watermelons or cantaloupes.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I've never even,
well, not mine. Oh, well, mine actually are a cantaloupe borderlining watermelon at this point, but because I eat a little bit too many Snickers and Butterfingers, but he doesn't like the he thinks that women who are really thin, who have those big, huge breasts, that it looks like two big watermelons under there, and they're like really skinny, and they got those big, gigantic balloons under there. It just doesn't look natural. I don't know why people think that looks good. It's okay to get breast implants, but not that big.
But that's Hollywood natural. Everybody looks like that around
that's
here. And I just tell Joel, you just push them together and shove them in at the same time. It's like one small one.
Oh, and then I don't know if you participate in the Botox top lip injections, but
the Bukkake injection? The what?
I mean, I don't know if these people are realizing that after a while, you ever see the ones where the lip droops on the left side? I don't know what it is about the left side of the top lip, but everybody who pumps up their top lip, it droops on the left side. And they can't fix it.
They all end up, is what's happening. Their whole left side is completely paralyzed.
I know! It's like drooping, especially, God bless her, Lisa Rinna. Oh my God, could you get that top lip any bigger? It's like you could just wash your car with that top lip. Hold her by her feet, wash your car with the top lip! Oh, my God.
Here's the thing, P. I think that people's eyes go for symmetry. So when you see something that looks maybe off or unusual or curious or ponderous, she's going to get way more face time because you're just looking. You're inspecting it.
That's brilliant.
She's brilliant. That's what she's doing.
That's true. You got a good point. That's true. That'll keep us looking at her to see how pumped up it is next time, or if she's got the left lip droop.
Look, and if I can give you another example, if you're looking like at men's underwear, because sometimes I just accidentally go to basket underwear. You keep looking at that, and you're like, huh. And then you create things in your mind. You're like, right. I wonder what's beneath the underwear.
Right. Hey, it's funny that you mentioned basket underwear because basket underwear is one of Steve Levine of Grapevine PR, one of his clients, and I'm sure you heard that the basket wear underwear landed on Levi Johnston, Sarah Palin from your country, and landed on his butt for the plane.
No. Sarah Palin, I got to stop you. Sarah Palin's from Alaska. She's American.
Oh my God, she's from Alaska!
She's not from my country.
Oh, God, why did I think she was from Canada? I knew she was from Alaska, but I'm saying Canada.
Any time you enter a contest or the lottery, they say excluding Alaska.
I knew you were going to boot her out of your country. There's no way she's from Canada. You booted her out real quick. That wasn't even an honor, right?
No, I'm sure that, living up that far north, it's just a different style. Oh, I'm sorry. So Levi was wearing basket underwear?
He was for the Playgirl issue a couple months ago.
Oh.
Eric Schwerz, who's the president of Basket, where we're supposed to be my guest, and unfortunately he couldn't come on. I would imagine it was due to all of the publicity that his company was getting because of Levi Johnston posing for Playgirl in the basket wear underwear, which were really hot. And I gotta say, he was looking really good.
Do you think he rubbed on some boy butter?
Oh my God! You better stop. Did you have a conversation with Steven about me being fascinated with that boy butter lubricant?
Look, I have no clue. When I heard that name, boy butter, I was like, is it baby batter or is it boy butter? Baby batter, boy butter.
It's boy butter because Stephen Levine emailed me and he's like, I got this client and his name is blah, blah, blah. And he has a great new lubricant, personal lubricant. It's called boy butter. And I was like, I laughed my ass off. Tears were rolling, Devin, right down my face. I thought there is no way. But you know, I thought about it and I said, son of a bitch, that is an excellent name for a lubricant.
Honestly, the PR Grapevine has the best. That is the best. That's really a quality name.
It really is. Absolutely. Especially for the LGBT community. I mean, that is a kick-ass name. It's even fine, you know, for other, for heterosexuals. But boy butter, I don't know. I told my husband, he's like, I don't know. I would be a little scared to get that in the store. I'm like, why? I think it's a fantastic name. I think it rocks. And you couldn't, I mean, it's to the point, and I think it's catchy. So I'm very excited to have him on my show because I want to know how he came up with that boy butter name. So for sure.
I'm but you know, be listening in.
Hmm?
I need to know more about this, but I think it's, look, if it's good for boys, if it's good for that community, I consider Joel and I, my husband, we're a huge part of that community. Although we're actually introduced as Hollywood's hottest power gay couple who just so happens to be straight. And we got some really good news that I wanted to share with you.
Sure.
We're going to be doing, if you go to newpride.org on July the 10th, we are so honored. We're going to be doing Wisconsin Pride.
Wow.
We're going to be performing there. That is like, if anything validates my career.
It's going to be that.
It's going to be really, you know, it's a tremendous honor. We're pretty blessed, you know. We performed for the troops last year, but, you know, doing the No Hate campaign, and honestly, just to do Pride, we're so thankful. So any Wisconsin friends that are listening, July the 10th, I want you to come out to the show and say hello.
Well, you know, that was question number eight. I haven't even gotten to question one yet. I'm going to start all my questions. Question number one for Miss Devin Green. Now, for those of us, Mrs. Devin Green, can we do Ms. DG? How about this call you Dev? Dev, okay, so for those who are not familiar with the Welcome to My Comedy parody and series, can you tell us a little bit about it and how you came to be involved?
Well, sure. There were just thoughts that I saw, that I articulated, when I was just watching some old 80s footage. So there's like Donna Mills, Joan Collins, just super fun. They're extremely quotable, highly entertaining, and people love repeating them. They like saying, I have a huge vagine, I'm going to underline you. It's all, it's like super fun, super lighthearted, and it really fingers the American lexicon.
You little minx. I got that. Where can we see my comedy parody in America's Best Christian?
Oh, I'm sure they're online somewhere. But from that, I actually became Mrs. Betty Bowers, who is, as you well know, America's Best Christian, was winning. Betty Bowers wins a tremendous amount of awards. If you go to BettyBowers.com, you'll have links to all the videos. The latest one was, As God Is My Waitress, I Will Never Go Hungry Again. And you're cooking with Christ, literally. But the big one was, Betty Bowers Explains Traditional Marriage to everyone else. If you take a moment, you'll have the best 4 minutes and 14 seconds of your life.
Are these things that are on your website that they can watch, or can they go to YouTube?
Yeah, just go to the website. It's D-E-V-E-N, devengreen.com, or okay. joelbryant.net. Joel's just on the plane right now coming back from Mexico. He's shooting a film. So we have like a little rule that we keep. No, you know how it is with your husband. You know, you didn't get married to be apart from each other. So we have a little rule. If either of us are shooting, no more than 2 weeks apart, or we'll go to where the other person is.
Oh, that is sweet. That's going to keep your marriage together for sure. Now, let me ask you, you've won a lot of awards. So
yes.
Now, as a person who, speaking about me, who aspires to win an Emmy for Best Supporting Actress in a Sitcom, what characteristic traits and general steps do you feel that it takes for a person to actually win any award?
Well, it's kind of like this. When people say, oh, how do you, you know, because I ended up with like 6 million hits for, cumulatively, for my videos. And people are like, well, how do I make a viral video? How do I win awards? There has to be a sense of truth and real passion. People can smell when there's something, you know, that inimitable X factor. If you're truly in the moment, you know, people will absolutely resonate with that. And here's the tough thing. Sometimes it's deceptive because you could have put a lot of time and money into something, and maybe you are too much a fan of it. But when you get like true responses, I think the healthiest way is to know how to break down your own work, that you don't need to rely on other people to say, good girl, good boy, and you make them sort of put them into sort of a parental position. When you've done a great job, you can look back and go, oh, you know what, I've got a body of content, because being on, you know, a TV show or having 12 national commercials, can it change your life completely? It may, but probably not. It just adds to your body of work. So if you feel that strongly about it, do everything you can to keep growing and cultivating the spirit of it, because I really think that's what people really go for. Why are there exceptional roles? Why are there, you know, singers that have like one song that just connect with you so much, but none of their other work does?
Mm-hmm. So you'd say perseverance would be one characteristic trait?
Listen, I show up. There's a difference. If you're like, you know, hey, I think I'm really funny, I want to go on stage and do stand-up. Well, you know, a lot of people, you got to get trained. You should know an arc. You should know how to. It's not just, hey, I got this shit, this stuff that I wrote down, I think it's funny. You got to work on this all the time and keep creating. You're an artist. So you really need to be super focused, because I know a lot of people are like, well, hey, I can sing and dance and I can clog and tap dance and I can juggle and I can cry on command and I can also be super, you know, how do you focus and do one thing really well? And that's what I did, but I showed up. I attend and I'm present. I never take any opportunity when I go on stage for granted ever. And I've probably at this point probably done well over 4,000 live shows easily.
Wow.
And I never, never take it for granted. It's such a blessing and an honor to do it. I was like, why would I be a junkie? You know what I mean? And
right.
Treat it disrespectfully, because then that would be disrespectful to myself and my own talent.
So you'd say just show up and do the best you can. That's some of the characteristic traits, and be focused.
You have to be super focused. You know, growing up as a pro figure skater, I'm very, very self-disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I know when you get to a point and it's like, oh, is this too hard, or is this beyond my scope of capability, or are you just being lazy? Push yourself
right.
A little bit harder, as it's the same, you know, the flip coin of that, P, is where you have to go, you know what, this may not this may not be right for me. You know, maybe I can take this knowledge and apply it to something else in my life.
So would you say if somebody, is trying really hard doing sketch comedy or stand-up comedy,
yes,
and they want more than anything to be a comedian doing those areas of comedy, but it's just not working, do you feel that at a point they really have to give themselves a reality check and say, you know, this might not be for me? But how do you tell somebody to let go of a dream if
right,
that's what they think that they want
to
do?
Well, they have to make a realization. Most people just either, A, just want to be famous, or mm-hmm, B, if they want like a super, if they want a ton of money, if they're not, if they put a video up on YouTube and A, they're not getting a huge amount of hits, it could be because of the marketing, who knows, or it's just not quite connecting. So keep, you know, keep at it. But if you really want to make money, then you have to treat it like a business.
So do you think that if they, do you think that there's a difference between a person who goes up and performs whatever they're performing just for the love of it, than there is a person who goes up there and has spent a ton of money and gets a ton of technique and training, but does it because they want to be a celebrity and for the money?
You absolutely need to have some sort of innate, inherent talent.
Mm-hmm.
You can train, look, you can train people to be like a great improviser, or actually you can train them to be a great performer, but they may actually not be truly a great comedian. You know, what's so wrong? The bottom line is, when you look at it and you go, God, I'm having so much fun. What's so wrong to have a great hobby that you have 50 of mm-hmm, your friends, they can't wait mm-hmm, to listen to the next thing that you put out? Is there anything wrong with that? No.
I love that you said that. I love that you said that, because there gets to a point where I really tell people, you have to possibly look at this. If you've given every single money and you're, every bit of money, time, and effort, and nothing is happening, and you got tons of debt and it's affecting your family and your relationships,
yeah,
you need to look at it as taking it on as a hobby and let it
yeah,
go. That doesn't mean that you can't have as much happiness having it as a hobby. But when
yeah,
it's affecting
you
your family
and
health, yeah.
You weren't a failure,
yeah,
you know. That's not it. Look at you actually created something. Look at most people talk about, hey, I've got this great idea, but you know what? You went out, you wrote it, you got your friends together, you shot it. What a great memory to have. It's like a time capsule. Hey,
that's
remember
right,
when we did this? What a great thing to have.
That's
you know?
Right.
But you have to be logical about it, and you have
yeah,
to, you know, sometimes it's like an ego check.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you failed. But like, there's a lot of friends that we have that, well, we had where they came to L.A. and they thought they were going to be super famous and this and that overnight, instead of wanting to be really talented.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just, like, wait for the phone to ring to be
yeah,
famous
yeah,
that day.
They weren't being proactive. And that's one thing
yeah,
that a lot of people, I have, you know, lots of friends who are agents and casting directors, but
yeah,
I don't refer every single person that I meet to them, because I know the difference between a person who just wants to do it for being a celebrity and fame and someone who really has talent as an artist. And your reputation and credibility is so important in this town. And
yeah,
people, I have so many people that really just, they say, why can't I get an agent? Why can't, I'm so talented. Oh, they'll tell you they're talented. You don't have to tell them, they'll tell you. And I think about, they don't even hear what they're saying. They actually don't realize they think they got talent and they're telling people, but people don't want to be told. They want to be the one to discover it by what you're doing.
How about you just don't regurgitate your resume? How about you show me? Because here's the thing, there's a lot of people who might have had years of training or had a couple of great lines, but if they audition, this is just where they are at today. It's
right,
as simple as that. It's just, you know, but it's exciting though to
it
to
is
put
the journey
together. But, you know, my friend Bobby, he does the Bobby Crown show. It's really an amazing live show. He feels that every famous person or anybody in the spotlight should have some sort of a talent. You know?
Love it!
Reality took a lot of that away.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, let me ask you something, Devin. Can I ask you to explain for the audience the difference between, and believe it or not, I got an email on this, and I thought instead of me explaining, you'd be better to explain. Can you explain the difference between sketch comedy, stand-up comedy, and some of the other various comedies, and how a person would know which one to pursue and if they're actually good in their chosen choice?
Okay, that's actually, I don't know who wrote that, but that's a very, very good question.
I wrote it! I just got a person who sent an email and said, what sketch comedy, what stand-up comedy, and then I put the rest to it because it's a combination of people.
Okay, here's an example. Saturday Night Live is sketch comedy. It's pre-written with characters. Improv comedy is like Whose Line Is It, where it's audience interactive and you get suggestions from the audience. So that's even though there's structure to the scenes and the characters, you're essentially making it up on the spot. Stand up is with one person with a microphone doing that. So what Joel and I do is we actually have a comedy duo.
Mm-hmm.
And so we blend it with song and we do improv. It's super interactive, super fun. We make whoever we bring up on stage the highlight. They're the star of that little piece. And we don't humiliate or embarrass people ever. Mm-hmm. It's really super fun. And remember, there's also a difference between satire, which is Betty Bowers, parody, you know what I mean? So
right.
I would say, if you're asking my opinion, I would say absolutely. If you wanted to, improv can help you with anything. If you're a writer, it will help your writing. It will help your dramatic acting. It will help with your webisodes. It will help with your auditions. So there's so many great.
Which one should you start out with?
Improv.
If you want to be a comedian, improv.
Improv. Mm-hmm. Because in this way, then you can sort of define and help get your voice in comedy, and you can also know how to work with the audiences and different kind of crowds. I wish that's one huge class, to listen to the audience. The audience will tell you very clearly, look, we don't want F-bomb, you know, they want clean comedy, or it needs to be super fast. You know, audiences are very clear, and the dynamics are usually always a little bit different.
How does one choose what type of comedy that they should prepare and bring? Say they're going to go do a stand-up comedy routine for the first time. They want to be a comedian. How they go to this place, you know, Mike's Mike open mic night. They don't know. They've never been there before.
Barb and Dave at Comedy Casting, it's, you know, I would never, never have anybody just go, oh, yeah, I'm funny. I'll just go up and do something. I make my buddies laugh after work when we're drinking. Well, you know who does that? Everybody when you're drinking.
Mm.
There needs to be, like, a skill. What's going to set you apart? So let me ask you this. So if you see 10 comedians, most people usually remember the comedians by what they look like or what they wear, not what their voice in comedy was or what their angle was. So, you know, one of my favorite all-time comedians and why I'm down in L.A. is because of Harland Williams. You got to listen to his podcast. He's hilarious.
Okay.
Harland Williams, he's unlike any other comedian. But here's the thing. Nobody can steal his material because it can only come from him. And this, for some people, they naturally have that, and other people, sometimes it takes them a while to have that come out of them. What's sort of their angle or perspective, you know? Are they angry about things? Are they political? You know, like early Ellen DeGeneres was talking about being raised by wolves and stuff like that. There's so many different things to talk about, but a lot of people homogenize it. homogenized because they think, well, this is what other comedians do. I could give a I could care less. Anybody, I really don't, because I have such a clear agenda. So I really try and make my comedy that no one else could repeat it other than in fun. But the second that they hear that line, they go, oh, my God, Devin must have said that. If I could just give you a quick aside, I really appreciate you asking me these kinds of questions, because there's so many. This is L.A., you know, but now with the Internet, anybody can do comedy anywhere. Everybody's got a camera, a webcam. It's great. People should, what's in your mind? What's your experience? Where are you from? What are you seeing? You know, it's so great.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Devin, it is 5:44 and we've got 5 minutes and then, Ronan will cut my ass off the air so quick. He doesn't play around with me. So we're going to try to get this in for the five minutes, but I just wanted to, finish that question up with a lot of comedy classes offer, you go on, the first night you join there, they just throw you up there, they say do something, and then at the end of the class you end up going to like the Comedy Store or the Improv and you have to perform a 5-minute skit. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's ridiculous. Here's the thing. There are no child prodigies of comedy. Okay? This takes years to cultivate and learn and season. At some point, like after 6 weeks of training, start putting a smart, a short set together. And then you keep growing and developing, but I'm always learning. I'm always, you know, getting better and thinking, and how can I take an angle on this? You know, so A, you can't beat yourself up, oh, they didn't laugh. Well, going back to what we said earlier, if you can break down your own work, hey, did I have smart comedy? Did I get my agenda across? What was this response? Get some training. Those who go up without any...
Where do you go to get the comedy training other than the classes that say, okay, you're going to perform tonight and then at the end of the 4 weeks or 6 weeks you're going to the Comedy Store?
That's fine.
Classes are supposed, is that okay?
Oh yeah, as long as, look, anybody who puts you up for the first night, that's crazy, but to have at least 6 weeks and then you start getting into it, there's so many great ones. This is L.A. There's some really seasoned actors, teachers, performers that teach now. You'll find the one whose voice you'll hear.
That's right.
So how
do you know which is the best comedy class for you?
Well, I would actually go and audit. Ask if you can sit in for one class. Make sure you have, ask for a reference. Who else have you taken from? And you can tell by the enthusiasm or by how someone is, you know what, I learned a lot. You know what, maybe this stand-up isn't for me. Maybe I'm better doing sketch comedy with a big group. Maybe that's my, you can tell when someone has connected with a teacher, but if you can audit, super. Go and see a show first. Set yourself up for success.
Absolutely. Yeah, so just because one class is recommended as the best in town doesn't mean you're going to have that chemistry with them. Just like when you're picking your psychiatrist.
Yeah.
You don't. Not every psychiatrist is going to be for you, right? Hey, we're going to end it right in a couple minutes, but I just wanted to know what you told us briefly about some projects you were working on, but anything upcoming exciting that we can see you or where you're going to be?
Absolutely. Well, we do live shows. People hire us to do private shows all the time. So
I can hire you for my birthday party in November?
Yes, but I don't even afford us.
Never know about that. I do own lots of land, and it's not in Canada.
I'm interested. Listen, Joel is doing an Animal Planet pilot. I just did a premiere episode for a new show coming up on TLC. Just go to devingreen.com, and in the upcoming weeks, I'll be allowed to tell you a little bit more about it. Trust me, you'll be seeing it everywhere. And for Wisconsin friends, please come out to Gay Pride. I want to meet you. Go to newpride.org. And honestly, thanks to our friends at PR Grapevine.
Woo! PR Grapevine rocks. That's Stephen Levine. Ooh, yeah. I just want to put him on my knee, spank him a little bit, tickle his feet, and show him where his real hot spots are that the boy butter cannot satisfy. That's what I'm talking about, Devin. I swear to God, I loved having you as a guest. You rock. I wish that you were my co-host. You are incredible. But I guess you're in demand all over town. So I'm going to start saving so I can get you for my party, because I don't just have a regular birthday party. You obviously have never been to one of Priscilla Leona's birthday parties. I have the top entertainers in town at my birthday party. And we have at my birthday party, you're going to see celebrities. You're going to have Emmy award-winning directors. You're going to have Tony award-winning performers. I am not the average ordinary person, my darling.
No,
so,
you are not. But you know what?
Because regardless I have to have what, you perform.
Regardless of what someone does, we just care that they're cool, kind people, passionate about what they do.
You will be among your peers at this party. So I just didn't want you to think that it's going to be like a bunch of toothless hicks. You'll actually be saying, can I come to your party next year, Priscilla? And I'll say, yes, Devin and Joel, you can, as long as you perform. Well, that is the end of our, thank you so much, Devin Green. I really appreciate it.
Thanks,
I just want to say, anytime you want to come on and promote, you are on, baby doll.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the show, got some valuable information to help you on in your entertainment career quest, and or just to have a better understanding of the various people and careers so that are available in show business. So join us next Sunday at 5. Our guest will be Ari Gold. And remember, that is always it's always a wise thing to do when you stay tuned in life and always question your reality. See ya.
Do you need a website but don't think that you can afford one? Do you dread the thought of even doing the research to find a company that you can afford? Do you cringe because you know that the person you talk to will try to sell you more than the advertised price? At Design on a Dime websites, we pride ourselves in being able to design original, professional, efficient, creative, and extremely affordable websites. Your website design will load fast, be customized to fit your needs and vision, and be presented in a clear, concise, and easy-to-read format with user-friendly link navigation. We challenge you to find a company that has lower prices and better customer service with beautiful, original designs. So, gather some dimes together and call us today at 213-687-6903 or visit us on the web at designonadime.us for your personal consultation with a very friendly representative who will be able to give you a great website that fits your budget.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.